Titans, and so the first possession of the contest will go to the Tioga Pirates. That'll be Joel Holman triggering the inbounds pass, gets it into Elio Garcia, who walks into the front court. Pirates ranked number 7, the Titans ranked number 2. Here's Joel Holman finding Carter Longy underneath the basket. He fakes up, puts up the shot, then he's going to get called for the travel. So right off the bat, the Pirates with the turnover with 7:45 remaining. The ball comes over to Kobe Koppelsloan, who gets it into Bo Thingvold. He fakes Joel Holman. Dishes it back to Koppelsloan, now in the hands of Caleb Erickson. Down low, there is Bo Thingvold for an easy bucket.
He's pretty tough down there. Pretty tough to stop.
You can't let him get position. He's going to tear you alive. He averages 20 points a game. Here's Elio Garcia. Garcia on top to Joel Holman. Holman drives in, puts up the shot, a little bit out of control, and then he's going to be fouled. It'll be a shooting foul called against Bo Thingvold. That's his first one. And it'll send Joel Holman to the free throw line. A chance to tie the game up with 7:16 to go if he can knock down both free throws.
I understand that Brick County is without their head coach, John Thingvold. He, I guess they had self-reported a game that they had 7 quarters, played a kid with 7 quarters the other day, and so he's out for a game.
Oh, really? So Mr. Ankenbauer is running the show tonight.
Stepped into the head role tonight.
2-1, 7:13 remaining. Here in the first quarter, the Pirates down by 1 against the Titans. They go back door. Branson Bowles there, now gives it up to Thingvold. Thingvold puts it up off the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it up off the glass again. That one's no good, and Thingvold will go to the free throw line on the foul. Foul's called against number 33, Joel Holman. Holman picks up his first personal foul. The Pirates did a poor job of blocking out, and Thingvold toes the stripe and knocks down the first of two. So he's got all 3 points for the Burke County Bow Bells Titans as Thingvold puts up the second of two, and now we have a lane violation called against Caleb Erickson. Got in there too early. Thingvold knocked it down, but they're not going to count it, so it's a 3-1 game. Garcia comes into the front court for the Pirates. Goes right side to Nelson. Now here's Holman. Holman with it, kicks it back out to Nelson. Nelson now back out on top to Elio Garcia. Garcia with the dribble, kicks it to Nelson. Now back out to Longy. Longy with it, over to Bowles. Bowles drives in, puts it up off the glass. Doesn't try to put it off the glass, but Caleb Erickson to knock it away there on the block shot. Great defense by Caleb, the 6'4" senior.
Up there.
Yeah. They go inside, back door. It's going to be to Peterson. Now they kick it out to Erickson. Erickson from a 6-footer, a little bit too hard. As the Pirates come away with the rebound. Up front they come to Longy. Longy with it, now gives it out to Garcia. Garcia picked up there by number 4. That is Caden Enander. On the right wing they come to Holman. Holman gives the ball up to Longy at the top of the key. Goes left side to Bowles. Bowles one dribble, looks over to Holman. They find him wide open on the right side. Comes away no good, and there's going to be a foul called against Branson Bowles as he goes over the back. That's the second personal foul call against the Pirates with 5:57 to go here in the first quarter. And it'll be Titan basketball as Kobe Koppelsloan comes into the front court for Bow Bells Burke County. On top they come to Enander. Enander with it, right wing they go to Koppelsloan. Guarded there by Garcia. Now here is Holman fighting for it. Ball's on the floor, fought for. Thingvold comes away with it. Here's Erickson. Erickson backs down low, puts it up off the glass, right side for two. That was just man on man, and Caleb Erickson got position against Carter Longy and put it off the glass. The Titans up by 4. And now here's Nelson with it, out on top to Longy, pulling the trigger from 3, good. Carter Longy finds the range from 3-point land. It's a 5-4 game with 5:10 to go in the first quarter. Pirates down by 1 on your Tioga Medical Center scoreboard. Erickson with it, turns and faces his defenders, now gets it to Thingvold. Back out on top to Koppelsloan, now right side to Erickson. Inside they come to Thingvold. Thingvold puts it off the glass, no good, as Nelson clears the boards for the Pirates. Chance for the Pirates to take the lead if they can knock down a bucket. They're down by 1, 5-4. Left side they go to Branson Bowles. Bowles on top, goes to Garcia. Garcia looked like he had a little hop, didn't get called. Here's Branson Bowles with a little runner. That one comes away, no good.
He almost went over the back again on that one.
Almost did. And funny that he didn't get a call.
It was.
As Koppel Sloan comes into the front court for Burke County. Now here is Garcia on the deck, and then it's the Titans throwing it away. An unforced turnover for Burke County. That's their first turnover of the game with 4:22 to go. A chance for the Pirates to come back and take the lead again. Another opportunity for the Pirates. They're down by one, 5-4. Here's Longy. Last time he was there, hit the big bomb. Out on top to Nick Nelson. Nelson gives it up to Holman. Holman drives to the baseline, gets the step, puts up the shot. That's no good. Ball comes down to Holman. Holman with the offensive rebound, got his own rebound. And now here's Carter Longy looking back at the coach. Longy goes up, and again, he travels with the basketball. Happy feet for Carter Longy.
They looked a little out of sync there.
Second turnover as number three, Luke Crosby checks in for Kobe Koppel Sloan with 3:55 remaining here in the first quarter. Here is the Titans. Enander going to the baseline, kicks it out to Thingvold. Thingvold with it, puts his shoulder down, comes away with it, puts it, finds some opening and puts it off the glass right side for a two-point field goal. 7-4, strong kid.
You can tell he's really worked on his footwork. That was good footwork down there.
Here is Elio Garcia as Thingvold guards Joel Holman. Holman with the basketball right wing, goes out on top to Nelson. Here's Longy. Longy with it, back out to Nelson. Nelson with it, now over to Longy. Longy with it, spin move, kicks it back out to Garcia. Garcia with it. Garcia with the dribble, gets it down low to Carter Longy, fakes, pulls up with the left hand, no good. Rebound cleared by Caleb Erickson. 3:02 to go, 7-4, the Pirates trailing the Titans here in this second regional quarterfinal game. Ball's on the floor, it's gonna be picked up there. And it stays in the hands of the Titans. Enander. Enander picked up by Holman. Puts up the little runner. Good. Enander with an easy bucket for the Titans. Pirates.
It was a nice little flip shot.
Figure they don't need to play defense, I guess. It's down. They're down 9-4. They're down by 5. Here's Nelson getting the ball into hands. And now we're going to have an offensive foul called against the Tioga Pirates.
I think that's on Longy pushing off.
Carter Longy picks up his first personal foul. Got a line change. Brennan Johnson and Parker Goldaddy checking in for the Pirates. And number 13, that is Carson Thingvold checking in for the Titans. Here's Bo, his brother. Guarded there by Holman. Back out as Erickson puts himself down low, and Erickson puts it off left glass for
an
easy two.
Pretty tough to stop that down there.
That's a senior versus an eighth grader right there. And it's 11-4, and just like that, it's up to a seven-point lead. As Brennan Johnson now with the basketball top of the key, guarded by Erickson. Brennan Johnson challenging the senior, goes to Carter Longy, puts up the three, comes away, no good. Nobody there for the rebound on the opposite side of the court. Titans come up with it. They're up by 7, 11-4. Here is Carson Thingvold with it. Carson guarded there by, and now it's down low to number 14. That is Thomas Enkenbauer with the bucket. Things getting out of hand for the Pirates. They're down by 9, 13-4. Here's Brennan Johnson. Johnson now with it. Left all alone, gives it up to Carter Longy. Longy drives the baseline, backs down low, fakes, puts up the little shot, and doesn't get the roll. Fought for the rebound. Holman comes away with it. Back out to Carter Longy. Longy kicks it out to Johnson. Johnson there with it. Now we're going to have a foul called against Caleb Erickson. Got him with the little clip.
It's a good ball fake by the freshman. Is that what he is?
Eighth grader. Yeah, eighth grade. Ryan Peterson checks in for the Titans, replacing Caleb Erickson. Fresh 35 goes on the shot clock for the Pirates. They get it into Holman. Holman pulls a trigger from deep three. That's no good. Johnson there gets the ball back into play, but it goes out of bounds. So, an 8-point run for the Titans. 13-4, they lead. Bo Thingvold from the paint picks up his dribble, goes back door to Enkenbauer. Pirates not playing defense. Enkenbauer with another bucket.
That was a pretty smooth move back door and kind of. Thingvold just split the defenders.
15-4. Things getting ugly here in the first quarter.
Yeah, they are.
As Holman goes up, puts a shot up. That one's no good. Can't convert the bunny, but he's fouled on the shot. It's going to go against Thomas Ankenbauer. That's his first personal foul. He'll send Joel Holman to the free throw line to shoot two. Holman with 1 point. Carter Lange with 3 points for a total of 4 team points. Holman gets the first one to fall in. Sub for Tioga will come in with the for the shooter. I didn't see who got off the bench, but it's going to be Holman at the free throw line. Knocks down the second of 2 free throws, and it's going to be Reed Krueger checking in. 38 seconds on the fourth quarter, 15-6 on the game scoreboard. The Titans out on top. Here are the Titans giving it up to Ryan Peterson. Peterson at the top of the key near the midcourt stripe, looking for somebody to throw it to. Finally thought he found Ankenbauer, threw it away. Turnover by the Titans. Here's Branson Vohl stepping up, putting up the shot, comes away no good. 15-6. Nobody picks up Carson Thingvold, and then Carson's going to be fouled on the backside. It's going to be a foul against the Tioga Pirates. Going to go against number 21. That is Brennan Johnson picking up his first personal foul. And seven seconds to go. Here's Bo off the glass, puts it in for an easy 2 points. From half court, Krueger throws it into the baseline. It's buzzer sounds. Your score at the end of the first quarter. It's the Titans 17 and the Pirates 6. We'll step out, come back after this word from our sponsors. Let's go, we gon' rock this club. We gon' go all night. We gon' light it up. Possession of the second quarter here on your Willison Auto KTGO sports desk. It'll go to the Titans as there's a turnaround jump shot by Ankenbauer. Comes away no good. Holman comes down with the rebound for the Pirates. Pirates need to start hitting some offense. They got 6 points compared to 17. Here's Nelson. Nelson with the dribble. Guarded there by Erickson. Gold Daddy out to Garcia. Garcia with the dribble. Backs down into the paint, fakes, kicks it back out to Gold Daddy. Pulls the trigger from three, comes up empty on the three-point attempt. 7:25 to go. Titans have the basketball up by 11. 17-6 on your Tioga Medical Center scoreboard. Down low, here's Ankenbauer left all alone for another easy 2 points.
Got two from that exact same spot. Nice rotation on that shot.
Well, Pirates going to have to start playing defense. They're down by 13, 19-6. Here's Garcia throwing the ball away. Another turnover for the Pirates. Their third turnover of the game so far. As Erickson back into the game for the Titans. Giving the ball up to Carson Thingvold this time. They go inside to Ankenbauer. Ankenbauer then from the right side puts it in for two more. Just like that, he's got 8 points. It's 21-6, 6:47 to go. And the Pirates call a timeout. It'll be a full timeout. We'll send it back to the studio for a word from one of our great sponsors. And welcome back here to the KTGO Williston Auto Sports Desk, where prices sell cars at Williston Auto. Out of the timeout, it'll be Tioga basketball. Pretty intense huddle for the Tioga Pirates that last time out.
Mr. Elbert's kind of got after him.
Yeah, and I think they needed to get after him, too. They're down 21-6. They haven't scored for quite a while. Here is Nick Nelson going on top to Parker Gold Daddy. Gold Daddy with the dribble kicks it out to Lange. Lange goes to the paint, fakes, put up the little runner. That one's no good. Nelson there tried to put his hands on it. Couldn't come away with it, and the ball goes off his fingertips and out of bounds.
Tioga's only got 1 field goal and 3 free throws, so.
Yeah. Yep. 21-6. As the Titans come into the front court, here's Erickson looking to Ankenbauer. Ankenbauer hasn't been stopped yet, and there's another one.
100%, I think, so far.
He's got 10 points.
5 for 5.
Didn't even start the game.
No.
He's 6'4". He's a junior. Out on top, it's Parker Golddaddy. Pirates down by 17, 23-6. Here's Parker Golddaddy, a little runner, blocked by Erickson. Not exactly what Coach Alberts wanted out of that possession, I'm sure. And so the Titans have it. Now we're going to have a push-off foul, I believe. It's going to be a foul called against number 40, Caleb Erickson, with the push-off. His second personal foul, as Bo Thingvold is going to check into the game and replace Caleb Erickson. I don't know if I've ever seen a prospective tight end or not in that Caleb Erickson. I would think some college coach would want to say, yeah, you can catch the ball, you're big enough.
I think he's headed to Morehead State football.
Is he good for him? I didn't know that.
I believe he is.
Here's Parker Golddaddy kicking it out to Nelson. Nelson with it, gives it up to Parker Golddaddy. Pulls the trigger from three, he's way short. There's Holman for the rebound as the ball lands in his hands. And Holman gets the first 2 points. Field goal for the Pirates at the 5:11 mark. First time they've scored for quite a while. And it's a 23-8 game. Koppelsloan goes out on top to Bo Thingvold. Goes inside to Carson Thingvold. Turns and faces a defense out to Ryan Peterson. Back on down to Carson as the shot is blocked there by Nick Nelson. Great job by Nelson on defense there as the Pirates come away with it. Here's Carter Longy with it. Didn't take the shot, should have. Looking underneath, gives it up to Holman. Holman with it. Elio Garcia. Garcia with the drive. Puts it up off underneath the rim. Puts it off the rim, no good. Here's Koppelsloan. Koppelsloan with the dribble. Goes down low, throws it away. Turnover by the Titans. Turnover number 3 against Bo Bellsburg County. Your Tioga Medical Center scoreboard is 23-8 as Joe Holman walks the ball into the front court. He goes along, faces his defenders, no good. Back out to Nelson. Nelson to Golddaddy. Golddaddy can't get it. It's going to run it down. It's going to be run down as the Pirates land in the scorer's bench. The Titans come away with the basketball. Now out on top, here's Peterson for the shot at the free throw line. That one's no good. Carson Thingvold there for the rebound. Back over to Carson. He's left all alone, and then we're going to have another foul called against the Tioga Pirates.
Big brother just said attack the basket.
Foul called against Carter Longy, his second personal. As Caden Enander checking in for Carson Thingvold. And number 3, Luke Crosby checking in for Kobe Koppelsloan. Bowles into the game for the Pirates. Inside they go to Erickson, or to Thingvold. That's Bowl, another 2-point bucket. Foul called against Nick Nelson. That's his first personal foul. So it'll be Bo Thingvold going to the free throw line to try to dot the I on the 3-point play. Bo Thingvold with 9 points on the night so far for the Burke County Titans. Toes the stripe, doesn't get it to fall as the Pirates come away with the rebound. Carter Longy comes into the front court with the dribble. Pirates trying to set up their offense. Here's Carter Longy. And Longy goes to the basket to shoot 2. As he's fouled in the act of shooting, that's going to go against number 14, Thomas Enkenbauer. That's his second personal. It's the only thing he's done wrong. He's got 2 personal fouls. Other than that, he's got 10 points so far.
100% from the field.
Here's Carter Longy toeing the stripe for the free throw and gets it to fall. Nothing but the bottom of the net for the senior from Tioga. He's got 4 points on the night as Carson Thingvold checks in for Thomas Engelbauer for the Titans. The lead at 25-9. Chance for the Pirates to get into double digits with this free throw attempt. It's no good, and the rebound comes away to Bo Thingvold. Gives it up to Crosby. Coming into the front court, going right side. It's going to be Enander with it, guarded by Golddaddy. Enander throws it away right into the hands of Nick Nelson. Pirates come away with it. 25-9. Holman going to come into the game. Next opportunity for the Pirates. Here's Longy. Pirates not sure what they're supposed to be doing right now. Here's Golddaddy with it. Going out to Garcia. They got 3 guys on the same side of the floor. not balanced by any means, and it's going to be Longy with it. Longy with a little runner from the baseline. That one comes away no good. Tap back into play by Nelson, tied up, and the possession arrow will stay with the Tioga Pirates. Holman comes into the game for Tioga. He'll replace Parker Golddaddy with 2:42 to go in the half. We'll have our Native Energy Solutions halftime report at halftime. Now here's Longy bouncing the ball off his leg, landed in the hands of the Pirates. Elio Garcia dribbling at the top of the key, looking for something from his Pirate teammates, waiting for them to go into motion. Here's Longy with it, going into the paint, puts the shot up, and good. Carter Longy.
Nice move.
Nifty little move by the senior from Tioga, getting it to fall. It's 25-11.
And in double figures.
2:13 remaining in the half. Here's Bulls putting pressure on Ryan Peterson, gets around it. Gives the ball up to Enander. Enander now back out to Peterson. Enander gets the ball back, pulls the trigger from three. That's no good. Looks like the Carson got a push off. Didn't get called. Ball put up there by the number three, Crosby. That one's no good as the rebound comes down to the Pirates.
A little more aggression out there by the Pirates.
And with that, there's timeout on the floor as head coach Pat Alberts wants to talk it over for some more.
Wants to put a little more fire into him.
We'll keep it right here, and it allows us to thank the Black Magic Harley Davidson at 6611 2nd Avenue West in Williston. They're here to gear you up for the riding season with new and pre-owned motorcycles. Stop by and check out Black Magic Harley Davidson 2021 lineup and view them at blackmagichd.com. Also want to thank Cookies and Confections Incorporated out of Kenmare, located at 113 2nd Street Northwest on the West Square in downtown Kenmare. Featuring handed down recipes made from scratch, bars and cookies, caramel rolls, cinnamon rolls, pies, cakes, and much, much more. They're open from 7:30 to 4 o'clock each day. Here is Elio Garcia going to the bucket, missed the bunny. Couldn't come away with the basket, made it harder than it needed to be.
That would have helped a lot if they could have knocked that one down.
Here is Bo Thingvold putting his shoulder down against Nick Nelson. Cleared and got some room for him to put it up off the glass for an easy two more points. 27-11. Out to Garcia. Garcia with the dribble from the left elbow. Puts it to Nick Nelson. Shot is blocked from behind, but it's going to be Carson Thingvold getting whistled for the foul. He'll come up with his first personal foul. It'll send Nick Nelson to the free throw line to shoot two. 1:10 remaining here in the first half as Nelson toes the stripe for the Pirates. Puts up the front end. That's good. Got the roll here at the Hagen Court in Crosby on the campus of Divide County High School. As Kobe Copplesloan checks back in for the Titans, and Nelson toes the stripe, puts up the second one. That one's no good. And the Titans run down the basketball. Titans up by 15, 27-12 with 105 remaining here in the first half. Here is Thingvold making a move, going into the paint, putting it off the glass for two more. Automatic when he gets to the paint. 29-12. And it's going to be Garcia with the basketball. Garcia with it. Longy's going to get called for 3 seconds if he doesn't get out of there. Standing
yeah,
in the lane.
He was. I guess they weren't too worried about him.
Here's Holman putting it up just inside the three-point line for a two-point field goal. He's got 4 points on the quarter, 7 on the game. It's a 25-14 game. See if the Pirates can make a stop. Go right around the defense. Put it off the glass left side for two more. That's Crosby with the bucket. 31-14, 15 seconds to go in the half. Out on top, they come to Longy. Longy for the Pirates. Top of the key goes to Garcia. Garcia with it. Now what's he going to do with it? Garcia kicks it back out to Holman. Holman now with it. Just about traveled, and he did. Turnover by the Pirates. And so with 2 seconds remaining, the Titans have the basketball. They get the ball into Crosby. Back out to Thingvold, who haves it from the opposite free throw line. The buzzer sounds. Your score at the end of two quarters. It's the Bow Bells, Burke County Titans 31, the Tioga Pirates 17. We'll step out, come back with the start of our Native Energy Solutions halftime report after this 3-minute timeout. And welcome back to our Native Energy Solutions here in game number two. It's a halftime report as the Bow Bells Burke County Titans hold a 17-point lead at the end of two quarters, 31-14 over the Tioga Pirates. They had a comfortable lead at 17-6 at the end of the first quarter. Outscored the Pirates 14-8 in the second quarter to take a commanding 17-point lead to the locker room after two quarters. The Titans were 15 out of 21 from the field, shooting 71%. Most of those field goals that they took were within 5 to 6 feet of the basket. 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. They didn't have any three-pointers in the first half. They committed 4 first-half turnovers. Pirates, on the other hand, were 3 out of 19 from the field, shooting 16%. 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. They had 1 three-pointer. Committing 4 turnovers in that first half of play. We'll step out, come back after this 2-minute timeout, recap the individual stats. Back to Bridget for a 2-minute timeout.
You?
Sonato KTGO Sports Desk, where prices sell cars over at Williston Auto. As we continue on with the Native Energy Solutions halftime report, the Titans are led in scoring by Bo Thingvold with 13 first half points, 10 points knocked down by Thomas Ankenbauer, 4 points contributed by Caleb Erickson, 2 points each for Caden Enander and Luke Crosby for a total of 31 first-half team points. Pirates got 3 players in the scorebook. Leading the way for the Pirates with 7 points is Joel Holman. 6 points contributed by Carter Longy and Nick Nelson with 1 point for a total of 14 first-half points. Foul trouble for the Pirates. Carter Longy with 2 personal fouls. Thomas Ankenbauer and Caleb Erickson each with 2 personal fouls for the Burke County Titans. We'll step out. When we come back, it'll be time for our second half, third quarter action. Back after this timeout and a word from our sponsors. The Burke County Titans hold a 31-14 lead over the Tioga Pirates at the end of two quarters of play. Also want to thank the American Family Insurance Agency, the Christy Hauganow Agency here located on 17 Main Street South in Crosby. Christy Hauganow, American Family Insurance Agency of Crosby, says best of luck to all teams competing in the boys District 16 tournament. See Christy Hauganow at American Family Insurance Agency for all your coverage needs, including business, home, life, auto, farm and ranch, RV and boat, as well as motorcycles and ATVs. Also want to thank Farm Credit Services of North Dakota, located at 11802 Highway 5 Northwest in Crosby. At Farm Credit Services, they are focused on agriculture. With Farm Credit Services, they have flexible, customized lending features and their new cash dividends program. They are invested in you. Contact Farm Credit Services of North Dakota to see how their new cash dividends programs can put cash back into your pocket. Pirates got their work cut out for them, Heath.
Yeah, they do. They better lock it down on defense and one possession at a time and put it through the hoop.
Here is Kobe Copplesloan as the Titans lose the ball out of bounds, but it's because Elio Garcia knocked it out of Copplesloan's hands, so it'll stay with the Titans.
You know, at the end of the second quarter, the Pirates started to come alive on defense, but they just a little too late.
Here is Caleb Erickson going down hard as he puts the ball up off the glass hard, and then he comes up with a holding one of his legs. And so with 7:45 to go, there's a timeout on the floor, and we're going to send it back to the studio for a quick word from one of our great sponsors while they attend to the injured player. As Carter Lange comes into the front court, it's Caleb Erickson that went to the floor hard. Comes out with a little help, but Carter Lange puts the ball through the hoop.
It's a good sign for the Pirates to start with.
They challenge the new player coming in, and so just like that, Carter Lange gets the lead back to 17, 33-16. Here's Koppel Sloan giving it up to Ryan Peterson. Peterson guarded by Nick Nelson. Out to Thomas Ankenbauer. Ankenbauer with it. Gives it up to Ryan Peterson. Lands in the hands of Koppel Sloan. Koppel Sloan now beyond the three-point line, looking inside, goes to Ankenbauer. Step back at the free throw line, puts it in for two more.
I believe that's six for six, Randy.
He hasn't missed. He hasn't missed. I'm not kidding you. He hasn't missed. 35-16. 6:56 to go in the third. Here's Joe Holman, fakes Bo Thingvold, goes around his defender and gets the little bunny. Nice move by Joe Holman. Got to the basket. Put it off the right glass for 2 points. Back to a 17-point lead, 35-18. 6:40 to go. Here's Enander giving it up to Koppel Sloan. They go inside to Ankenbauer. You better guard him from there. Now here's Thingvold having the ball tapped away as Branson Volz comes away with it. Branson has the ball tipped away by Bo Thingvold, but the Pirates will keep it on the turnover by the Titans. 6:29 to go. It'll be Joel Holman triggering the inbounds pass as our officials tonight, Troy Walter, Dustin Urbis, and Richard Seiner, doing a great job out of the Williston Basin Officials Association. And now we're going to have an offensive foul called against Elio Garcia. So the Pirates get a break, and then they have an offensive foul themselves. So they have the ball right back to the Titans with 6:25 to go. It's 35-18 here in the third quarter. Inside they go to Bo Thingvold. He backs down. Lange puts it up off the glass for an easy 2 points.
I don't know that he's missed inside either.
Well, when you shoot 71% in the first half, you don't miss too many of them. And here's Lange putting it up. That one's no good. And the rebound comes away to the Burke County Titans. Titans up by 19, 37-18 on your Tioga Medical Center scoreboard. Enander goes to the baseline. Just about has the ball ripped out of his hands, but now here is the Pirates taking the ball away from the Titans as Holman comes into the front court. He goes hard to the basket, and then we're going to have a foul called. Before the shot's put up, it's going to be a foul call against Ankenbauer, I believe. Yeah, Thomas is going to pick up his third personal foul, and Carson Thingvold checking in for Thomas Ankenbauer. 5:44 to go, fresh 35 on the shot clock for the Pirates. Lange's triggering the inbounds pass. They get it into Holman, then they throw it away. Turnover by the Tioga Pirates when you're only one-dimensional and that one doesn't work.
Makes it tough.
Makes it tough. Makes it real tough. Down low, here's Thingvold putting it up. Missed the shot, and it's going to be Lange with it. Now we're going to have a foul call against Bo Thingvold, I believe. He went over the back, got a little bit too hasty, picks up his second personal foul, and Parker Goldaddy is going to check in for the Tioga Pirates, replacing Elio Garcia. So the junior replaces the senior, and so it's going to be Holman going to the guard position. As Holman now walks the ball in the front court, Pirates down by 19. No sense of urgency here yet. Out on top, it's Lange. Lange at the top of the key goes to Branson Volz. Volz goes in, puts up a shot that's no good. Rebound cleared by Bo Thingvold. Koppel Sloan comes into the front court. Koppel Sloan now goes over to Carson Thingvold, gets it to brother Bo. Down low, spin move goes around Lange, puts it up off the glass. He missed one. Here's a rebound by
a very rare miss.
Joe Holman. Now Lange didn't take care of the basketball, and Peterson swiped it away from him. Unforced turnover by the Tioga Pirates. 4:35 remaining here in the third quarter. Koppel Sloan comes away with the basketball, gives it to Bo Thingvold. Now to Carson, give and go to Bo, and there's going to be a foul called on the floor before the shot. It's going to go against Carter Lange, his third personal foul. Brennan Johnson's going to check into the game for the Pirates. Brennan, an eighth grader, stands 5'11". Titans with the basketball, fresh 35 on the shot clock. Inside they go to Ryan Peterson. He puts it up off the glass. No good. Pirates couldn't rebound it. So the Titans get another crack at it. Shot put up from three. That's no good. And here's Branson Johnson with the rebound for the Pirates. Holman comes into the front court for Tioga, trailing by 19, 37 to 18. Here's Holman from the right elbow putting up the shot. That one falls away, no good. Ball's on the floor, and then it's going to be Peterson sliding out of bounds, so it'll stay with the Pirates. With 4:05 to go, Pirates keep the basketball as they line up four across on the inbounds play. Here's Holman putting the shot up. Thingvold with the block. Great defense by both Thingvold. And it's going to be Titan basketball. They get it out to Enander. Now here's Carson Thingvold. Right, left side they go to Peterson. Ryan goes down low to Thingvold. No, Bo Thingvold. Nobody playing defense on him. And he puts it off the glass for two more.
Back to his scoring ways.
39 to 18, a 21-point lead as Garcia is going to check back in for the Pirates. Here's Brennan Johnson. Johnson gets to the free throw line, gives it up for Parker Golddaddy. Now out to Branson Bowles. He pulls the trigger and gets the roll. Branson Bowles with his first 2 points of the night. 39 to 20, 19-point lead for the Titans. Ryan Peterson. For Burke County, wearing their white uniforms with green trim, goes to the baseline. Pushes Nick Nelson out of the way. No call, and there's nobody over the back. And Bo Thingvold's going to go to the free throw line on the foul call against the Tioga Pirates. False call against number 33. That is Joe Holman with his second personal foul. Bo Thingvold exerting some muscle as he got Holman out of the way, and then Holman went over his back. As Thingvold knocks down the first of two free throws. He's got 18 points, two away from his season average as Elio Garcia comes into the game, replacing Nick Nelson. Thingvold toes the stripe, puts up the second of two free throw and gets the roll here at Hagen Court. 2:55 remaining, 41-20. 21-point lead for the Titans. Here's Garcia. Garcia with it. Out to Brennan Johnson. Johnson drives to the left elbow, loses the handle on it. Taken away from another turnover for the Pirates. Carson Thingvold looking inside, finds his brother Bo. He loses it, lands in the hands of Thomas Ankenbauer. Here's Brennan Johnson fighting for it. Great job by Brennan Johnson taking the ball away and getting it back into the hands of Joe Holman. Holman now with the dribble. Guarded there by Bo Thingvold. Back out to Brennan Johnson. Clears himself for three. Good. The eighth grader with his 3 points field goal. And it's 41-23 and an 18-point lead for the Titans. Here's Bo Thingvold again. And we're going to have a traveling violation called against Bo Thingvold. So a little bit of life by the Pirates, Heath.
Yep, if they can knock a couple shots down here at the end of the quarter and play a little defense, we might see a different fourth quarter here.
They come back against the North Shore Plaza Wildcats in a game in the regular season. Had a shot to win the game after being down by about the same amount of points. And here is Holman giving the ball up to Garcia. Doesn't look at the bucket. Now it's going to be Johnson going around Ankenbauer. Goes to the baseline. Now he's in trouble. Throws it out on top to Garcia. Garcia goes to the paint. Puts it up. Good for two.
There you go. Five in a row they got.
Back down to a 16-point lead, 41-25, and interim head coach Brian Ankenbauer. Now here is the Pirates, not able to hand on to it. It's going to be a jump ball. Wow, Pirates will have possession of the basketball. There's some fans in the stands that
seemed like it might have been a little questionable, but I guess.
I mean, it probably would have been a good tackle if you were playing Pirate or Honker basketball.
I was going to say they're the ones with the stripes on, but there's some girls sitting over in the stands that have stripes on too. Maybe they were making the call.
Maybe they had the influence there. They're from Tioga. Here's Longy into the game. He goes hard to the basket. Left elbow shot put up. No good. Doesn't follow his shot. Rebound comes out to the Burke County Titans. 108 to remaining. Here's Ryan Peterson looking inside. Gets it into Thomas Ankenbauer. You better guard him. There's a shot. He missed one.
First miss.
Here's Brennan Johnson pulling down the rebound for the Pirates. Great job by Brennan Johnson, the eighth grader, exerting a little bit of authority with the rebound. Here's Brennan giving it up to Branson Bowles. He pulls the trigger from three, left side, no good, as the rebound comes away to the Burke County Titans. Up front they come to Crosby. Crosby has the ball taken out of his hand by Brennan Bowles, or Branson Bowles again, as the Pirates come up with it. 41-25, 29 seconds remaining in the half.
If they could hit a shot here at the end of the quarter, it'd be a pretty big boost for them going into the fourth quarter.
They need a little momentum.
Definitely.
They could drop a bomb. That would be great for the Pirates. Say engage here. Here's Carter Lange. Goes over to Holman. He gets the three-point look. Doesn't get the bucket to fall. Rebound pulled down by Crosby. And out here is Colby Copplestone with the underhand heave. That falls short. No good. As the buzzer sounds, in your third quarter. After three, it's the Titans 41, the Pirates 25. We'll come back with fourth quarter action after this one-minute timeout. Donato radio desk as they ball tied up underneath. It'll be a foul called against Joe Holman on the shot. It'll send Luke Crosby to the free throw line as number 21, Branson Bowles, gets him with the body. Brennan Johnson gets him with the body, called for his second personal. And Crosby puts in the first of two free throws. He's got 3 points tonight. 42-25. Crosby toes the stripe for the second of two and got the same result. Two for two from the free throw line. It's 43-25 as the Pirates come into the front court. They get it out on top to Elio Garcia. Garcia with it goes right side to Joel Holman. Now out on top to Carter Lange. They go inside to Joel Holman. Bump there, no call. Back out to Branson. Branson Bowles, and then Joel Holman steps out of bounds. Turnover by Tioga. Turnover number 8 against the Pirates. 43-25, an 18-point lead for the Bull Bells Burke County Titans. Next game up will be the Ray Jays against the Kenmare Honkers here on KTGO Sports. Here's Ankenbauer with it. Puts a shot up. That's no good. Garcia comes away with the rebound. Garcia gives it up to Brennan Johnson. Johnson with the dribble backs down Ankenbauer. Now stops his dribble. Gives it up to Garcia. Garcia with it, top of the key. Gets a screen from Brennan Bowles. Pirates all out of sync. Here's Carter Lange. Step back three. No good. And the rebound goes away to the Burke County Titans. 6:45 to go in the quarter. Here's Ryan Peterson with the basketball. They go inside to Ankenbauer. He had a wide open lane, lost it. Turnover number 11 against the Titans. Now here's Joel Holman. Holman with it. Goes to the basket, goes hard up along the glass. No good, but they're going to be a foul called against the Burke County Titans. Clock is stopped. The foul called against Thomas Ankenbauer. That's his fourth personal foul. And it'll be Joel Holman towing the stripe. Shoot two. He's got 9 points so far. Make it 10 as he gets into double digits. Nick Nelson coming in replacing Brennan Johnson. And it'll be Joel Holman towing the stripe for the second of two free throws. Pirates down by 17, 43-26. 6:29 to go as Holman rattles the rim, doesn't get it to fall. Ball lands in the hands of the Titans. Here's Colby Copplestone. Copplestone with it. And when it's going right, now we're going to have a foul called against the Tioga Pirates. Going to go against number 33, Joel Holman. That's his third personal foul. As he got whistled for the foul going into the backcourt. So the Titans will have the basketball with 6:11 remaining. Ryan Peterson tries to get it inside, taken away by the Pirates. Another turnover for the Titans. A little sloppy by the Titans. Here's Branson Bowles going along the baseline. Now he's in trouble. We're going to have a blocking foul called against Colby Copplestone. Not sure I agree with that one, but I guess he kept moving.
Kind of a bailout right there, I thought.
Yeah. Seemed to me it was. 43-26. Ball inbounded to Carter Lodge. He's in the paint. Loses the handle on it. Regains it. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound taken down by Ryan Peterson. And it's Coppelsloan coming up into the front court. And when things are going right,
they're
going right. Here's both Engvold all alone from easy two. I don't know. I mean, the Pirates look like they're watching them rather than guarding them at this point in the game. 45-26. Here's Nick Nelson for the Pirates, giving the ball up to Longy. Longy with the basketball goes to the paint with a little runner with the right hand, puts it down for two. Longy now with 10 points for the Pirates. And it's 45-28. Time running out for the Pirates as Coppelsloan comes into the front court, puts it down from about 7 feet out. Coppelsloan with his first 2 points of the night. Garcia there, spin move in the paint, puts the shot up. No, that's good. And it's going to be a timeout on the floor as Elio Garcia knocks it down for two.
Looked like Pirates, a nice move. I'm not sure where that was.
Pirates going to take a timeout. We'll send it back to the studio for a word from one of our great sponsors. Out of the timeout, it'll be Burke County basketball with 5 minutes remaining in the quarter. Pirates come out of full court pressure. Here's Thingvold. And we're going to have a blocking foul called against the Tioga Pirates, Joel Holman. That's his fourth personal foul. And his score 47-30 with 4:53 remaining. Ball inbounded to Kobe Coppelsloan. Coppelsloan with it. Goes over on the left side to Crosby. Now back out on top to Kobe. They go inside to Bo Thingvold. Thingvold gets the ball back after the ball goes behind and wraps out. I don't know. Just things are going right. No call as the Pirates come into the front court. Holman pulls the trigger from three. That comes up short. Holman follows his shot. Thingvold comes up with the rebound. Here's Coppelsloan picking up his dribble, going inside. Here's Thingvold again. Bo with another 2 points.
He just creates so much space in there.
Yeah. Pretty hard to guard him.
It is.
Inside they go to Nelson. Nelson puts it off the glass on a nice assist by Elio Garcia. Cuts the lead down to 19, 51-32. Here is Enander letting it fly from three. Good. Caden Enander with a nice hit from three. It's Carter Longy pulling the trigger from three. Missed everything. Ball goes out of bounds. It goes over to the Titans as Carson Thingvold is going to check into the game, replacing Bo Thingvold. Thomas Ankenbauer is coming into the game, replacing Ryan Peterson. Gets a nice round of applause from the Titan faithful. Here is Ankenbauer with it, going over to Coppelsloan. Cross court. Elio Garcia hit him in the back of the numbers, wasn't paying attention, lands in the hands of the Titans. That's when you know things are going right.
That's right. just like the one that was going out of bounds and both saves it in bounds, finds his back to his teammate.
There's a nice play, left all alone. There's the Enander putting it off of the glass, 2 points. They are just running circles around the Pirates right now.
Yeah.
Here's a shot put up by Longy, and as he goes to the hoop with the shot, he's going to be fouled. That foul is called against number 13, Carson Thingvold, his second personal foul. 3:11 to go, 56-32. Looks like the Titans are going to advance to tomorrow night's semifinal game against the winner of our next game against the Ray Jays and the Kenmare Honkers as Longy knocks down the first free throw. Cuts the lead to 23 at 3:11 to go. Longy's second free throw is also good. 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Mr. Longy has got 12 points here tonight. It's a ball brought into the front court. Crosby with it. Now goes out to Enander. Enander with the basketball. They go left side to Bo Thingvold. Bo back out on top to Crosby. They're going to run some time off the clock on every possession that they get. Here's Bo Thingvold. Spin move underneath. Puts it up off the glass. Counter basket. Another 2 points. He's got eight in the quarter. 27 on the game. Here's Joel Holman. Holman has the ball swiped away by Bo Thingvold.
And he just picked the pocket.
Another turnover for the Pirates. Turnover number 10 against the Tioga Pirates. Inside they go to Bo Thingvold again. He passes it inside to Ankenbauer. Now out on top, it's going to be Crosby. Here's Ankenbauer going back door. Just about threw it out of bounds, but it's going to be last touch by the Pirates. As head coach Pat Elber making a change, line change, it'll be Parker Goldaddy, Reed Kruger, and Brendan Johnson coming in for Elio Garcia, Joe Holman, and Carter Longy. 58-34, 2:16 to go. Looks like the Pirates have put up the red, the white flag. Now the ball off the fingertips of the Titans. It'll be a turnover against the Titans. And the Pirates have the basketball, trailing by 24 points. Here's Reed Kruger. Kruger with it. Comes into the front court. Goes over to Brennan Johnson. Mishandled it, then regains it. Brennan goes over to Branson Bowles. Stops, puts his line, foot on the line. No good. Shot goes up. And the Titans with the rebound. 1:50 remaining. Kobe Copplesloan goes right side. Goes cross court over to Enander. Inside to Ankenbauer. Puts up the shot. No good. Follows it. Puts it off the square. Puts it down for two more. He's got 14 points. And with that, there's a rotation timeout as Moses Carr and Casey Odegaard checking in for the Pirates. And number 10, Webb Lowry, checking in along with number 15, Jonathan Kostecki, and number 20, Jaden Parkinson, checking in for the Titans. Here's Carr. Tried to get it down low to Goldaddy. Goldaddy's not going to come up with it. Here's Carr with it. Ball still on the floor, and we're going to be rolling around on the floor before there's finally a traveling call. So a turnover called against the Titans. And with 1:18 to go, it'll be Casey Odegaard triggering the end bands. Gets it into Moses Carr. Didn't shoot it right away when he was wide open. He let a couple players come up on him. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by Burke County. Didn't get the shot off.
Yeah, it was Odegaard. Right there.
It was right open. There. Yeah, right there. Here is Brennan Johnson driving the baseline. Now he's in trouble. Kicks it out to Odegaard. Odegaard with the dribble. Throws it up from the left block. That one's no good. The rebound comes away to the Burke County Titans. Under a minute to play. 60-34. As the Titans have the basketball out on top to Copplesloan. They go over to Kostecki. Now down low to Crosby. Back to Kostecki. And now here is Lowry with it. Lowry beyond the three-point line, looking inside. Ball kicked out of bounds by Brennan Johnson. 40 seconds to play in the game. It'll be the Titans from Bowbells Burke County advancing to tomorrow night's semifinal game between the winner of our next game, the Ray Jays, taking on the Kenmare Honkers here in the District 16 opening day tournament. Here's the ball thrown away by the Bowbells Burke County Titans, their fifth of the quarter. And Pirates have the basketball as Kruger comes into the front court. Kruger goes over to Johnson. Johnson there at the top of the key, looking back door, finds Odegaard at the top of the key. Now down on low, it's going to be Moses Carr. There was a bucket last time. This time he made the best of it and put it down for two. He gets his names in the book.
That's right. Look good. Good little back door.
Nice play. Here's Copplesloan giving it up to Kostecki. Back to Copplesloan. And the Titans run out the clock. Your final score, it's the Titans from Bowbells Burke County 60, the Tioga Pirates 36. We'll come back with our Sheldon Welding and Construction postgame show, followed by our Walla Trucking and Oilfield Services Player of the Game after this two-minute timeout.
When you cut the cord on cable TV, you open up a whole new world.